We'll talk after we go off air, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I just want to make sure my audio is working. Okay, it is. Perfect. Alright, so yeah, man. We're back again with another episode of the first inning. We're back live again. There's only two more weeks till pitchers and catchers report. And it's almost about that time, man. And I got the Peretero with me here. And we're going to talk into some Yankee news. The Yankees signed Greg Allen to a minor league deal. Could you believe
God,
that?
Yes. Like, remember when they released him? Like, we were all pissed. I was like, they didn't give him enough playing time. Remember they released him after he stole that base?
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah, absolutely. I remember that, man. I was like, wow, they finally play him, which he should have been playing the whole time.
Yes.
And then he has a great game and they get rid of him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
For real. Like, I don't know what they was doing, but yeah, I don't know. They should have never got rid of him.
Yeah, that's true, man. But let's see here. He is going to get $1.1 million, man, for next year.
Roster in place for a full season.
He's gonna have to fight for that job because there's a lot of people that's gonna be there. Juan Soto, you know he gonna play every day. Aaron Judge gonna play every day, and I don't know who the hell gonna play left field. I mean, oh, they got Verdugo in left field, so that's a pretty solid outfield right there. So you know, he could come in as a backup. But who they have as a backup right now?
I'm not sure.
I gotta look into that. Who's the backup for? Because all these guys are gone. McKinley and all these guys are gone.
Yeah, true.
So I wonder who's gonna be the, you know, the day off guy, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder who they're gonna put there. Well, they could put Giancarlo, but he can't play every day in the outfield.
Yeah, true.
I don't remember who they got other than Greg Allen and these other guys, but you know, one good addition would have been Jason Dominguez right there too. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, right.
Could you imagine if it was a healthy season for Jason Dominguez with Juan Soto and all these guys together? That'd have been crazy.
Yeah, man.
Missing out.
We're gonna get there though.
Yeah, he's missing out, man. He's missing out, man. And then in other news, just really quick, the Royals signed Adam Frazier. The Diamondbacks, they signed Jock Peterson. The Blue Jays signed Justin Turner. The Mariners got Jose Polanco. And Angels signed Aaron Hicks to a one-year deal.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. About Yankees, man. So, I can't believe he's still working.
Yeah, right?
Like, especially like Joey Gallo. Who the hell gives Joey Gallo $10 million or whatever it is to play?
Idea.
Could you imagine? The guy strikes out more than anything.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, man. It's I guess you have to pay him blue book value, you know?
Yeah, true.
Because of the union rights and all that now. Of Major League Baseball, you got to pay him the blue book value, you know, like a car.
Yeah.
Man. So, yeah, so Greg Allen, man, he's only 30 years old.
Yeah, sure.
For some reason, he feels older to me, like, you know? For some reason, he feels... Go ahead.
He got playing time in 2021. I don't know if you remember. He shined.
Yeah, I do. He was a big thing, man. Him and Corbin Maben at that time.
And also, what's it called? The Squid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's gonna be real interesting, man. I mean, I don't understand, why Greg Allen is, has a career the way he has, but hopefully he could turn it around this year, though. You know what I mean? He's only 30 years old. It's not like he's 36 or 37 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me see something. In the short time, but yeah. So yeah, I remember when he was like, he was good during that time, and then they sent him down. I don't know why.
They did that too. Oh, that was because he was still under contract by the Yankees, under the minor league hold. And then he finally became a free agent. Or is he? Is he a? No, he's not a free agent. Was he a free agent when he got signed?
I'm not sure.
Minor league deal. And non-roster invitee this spring training.
Hold
So,
on. So in December 2021, he hit 270 and showed promise of a spark plug to the team.
yeah, he sure did spark up that team. I remember I have a vlog of that too. That was a
Yeah.
good game, man. And well, he's a non-roster invitee. So he has to fight for his job. And he'll pretty much start the season down in the Rail Riders over there in AAA.
Yeah, right.
That's where he'll be at, until something happens. But other than that, I don't really know, man. Man, did you see the Talking Yanks, John Boy and them? They had a live show
Nah, I don't see it.
with Aaron Boone.
Nah, I didn't see that one.
Pretty cool. And then this guy, Frank Luna. You ever heard of Frank Luna?
Yeah.
The
Oh,
guy.
then, oh wait, that's the guy. I seen him on Facebook. That's the guy that you know, right? He's your friend.
Right, he does
I've
the
seen
he
him
does
in the
the
Yankees. I've seen him in the Yankees, what's it called? In the Yankees, group. I don't know. I've seen him in multiple groups. I don't really, I haven't seen, I don't really, I've seen his name, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's the one that gets the players to sign autographs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. So he's all the way out of New Jersey, and they had a big function over the weekend, and they had Aaron Boone there. And this weekend, if you got money, you can go to the Dream Mall. You know the Dream Mall in New Jersey?
I think I heard of it.
Well, the Dream Mall. There's a Dream Mall there where, where Giant Stadium is. It's called the Dream Mall with the indoor water park and all that stupid stuff.
Think I heard of it. Yeah,
Well,
why?
anyway, they got a big Yankee autograph signing there this weekend.
Oh, damn.
Every Yankee you can think of is gonna be there.
Current?
Old Yankees.
You gonna go?
Nah, I can't even get there, and I don't even have money for that.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to next year.
There, that sucks.
Yo, but you know what I think we should do though?
Right.
We should plan going to the All-Star Fan Fest, man.
Where is that at?
Not this summer, but maybe next summer, the following summer, it'll
Yeah,
be on the
true.
East Coast. You know what I mean? And we could
Yeah,
go
yeah,
to an
yeah.
East Coast one.
Yeah,
I
like.
think this year it's in Las Vegas, right? Or where is it this year? Somewhere. It's somewhere. I think it's in the West Coast somewhere this year. I forgot.
Yeah, I think next year's gonna be in Atlanta.
Yeah, so I mean, we could just only go for the Fan Fest and get mad autographs from Atlanta Braves players and stuff like that.
Sure, we could do that. Oh, we could go to the All-Star game
That's
as
not,
well.
that's expensive, man. But I don't have the time to think. That's the thing. I gotta be at school. Oh no,
Yeah,
that's
you
a that's
sure?
some that's yeah, because I have to work the summer. I'm gonna be working the summer, so I only really have the weekend. So I would go like that Friday night, spend that all Saturday, and come back home Sunday.
Yeah,
You know what
that's
I mean?
yeah, bro, I understand.
And that way we have one day to get autographs.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
Yeah. The last time I did that, it was in Cincinnati.
oh damn, bro. Yeah, you told me. You have the video of it?
Nah, at the time I could only take pictures. We didn't have the technology like that. Like, you know, the cell phones weren't that good yet. I mean, that was
Yeah, what year
2015,
was
but
this?
still, cell phones were cheesy.
No, oh damn, I got videos in 2015.
Yeah, I had a cheesy phone at that time, but I got pictures and stuff like that though.
Yeah.
You know, not actual video because I'd have enough space, all kind of stupidity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you spent all day there, man, online trying to get autographs. You gotta have a lot of patience, man, though.
Oh man, I don't have the patience.
You know, 'cause there's a lot of standing online, man, for like an hour or an hour and a half.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, who the hell is the best players? I don't even remember. David Justice, Chipper Jones, Andrew Jones,
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, what's it called?
Greg
Charlie
Maddux.
Fultz, Greg Maddux,
Word.
Tom Glavine.
Yo, imagine if we could get those three on a ball.
Oh man.
Yeah, that would be worth it.
Yo, Greg, have you seen Greg Maddux the way he used to pitch? He didn't even throw hard, but the way the catcher used to set up, and then like he used to like the catcher would call for a pitch like in the location, and he would throw it exactly where it was.
Yeah, I mean, that's expertise, man.
Yeah, dude, he was Greg Maddux, bro. He was a control pitcher when I'm telling you, bro. He didn't even need power, bro, and he was still successful.
Yeah, I mean, some people had you know, people swung a big bat at that time too. Like they had a heavy bat, and
And
that
they would,
with strength,
yeah.
that'll help hit a home run, you know?
All right. And he won 18 gold gloves.
Yeah, that's super duper, man.
And he won four Cy Young awards back to back for four consecutive years. 355 wins. Like, that's ridiculous, dude.
Wow, that is.
Man, oof.
Man, you see this guy Aaron Judge working out, man? It's crazy. They got all the guys down there already in Tampa, man.
Yeah, I'm excited, to be honest.
Gerrit Cole should be getting there in a few days too.
Yeah, oh, speaking of Gerrit Cole, did you see like he got his Cy Young award?
Yeah, the Cy Young Award. Yeah, that was nice that he got it.
Yes, there's a call. I wonder the Cy Young bobblehead if it's gonna be him in a suit like that.
Oh, yeah, him in the suit holding the trophy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be dope. That would be
I think,
dope.
like I said, I think I see him another. What's the call? I see him winning another Cy Young this year.
I hope so, man.
Yeah, like I honestly don't see competition in the American League.
I mean, right now, I mean, let me think. I can't. I really don't think of anybody that comes to mind. Like, you know what I mean? Like Verlander. That's about it. But he's already
But
done. Like,
Verlander is old and he doesn't even throw 200 innings
that's
anymore.
done. I mean, unless Sonny Gray goes again.
No, Sonny Gray, he's in the National League now. He's with the, I forgot what team he signed with, but.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, so damn, who else? Unless somebody has a breakout year, man, that's all I could think of, man.
Yeah, but. Yeah, so I gotta, what's the problem? I have would you rather get paid 100,000 right away, or the second one is have three at bats to get a hit against Gerrit Cole for $5 million.
Oh wow. The thing is, I don't know if you're gonna get the hit against Gerrit Cole though. That's the thing. Don't
Somebody
know.
said, can the Astros hit the garbage cans for my at bat?
Word,
Yeah.
right? Yeah, but then again, he could tell you that it's coming and you ain't gonna be able to hit it.
Oh yeah, sure, right? He was like, "Oh, here, I'll just throw my fastball down the middle, see if you could catch up with it, and you would have swing and miss."
You gotta really time that. I mean, you can do it if you really time it though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a hit, so you just have to hit it, right? And get it
Yeah.
down the line, whatever. I
That's true.
mean, if you time it,
Yeah.
it's a possibility.
That's what's the car? Yeah, that's definitely true right there.
So check this out, right? The Yankees are interested in Noah Syndergaard. How you feel about that one?
He's washed.
Well, he's one of the Yankees are one of 15 teams to have watched Noah Syndergaard in his bullpen sessions.
Yeah, he's not the same guy anymore.
I mean, you could definitely put him in the bullpen.
True, but I don't know. I wish, like, maybe when he was, like, I don't know. I just feel like he's not the same guy anymore.
Yeah, and also they announced today the cover of the show 2024,
Yeah.
and it's a Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah. I saw that.
That's pretty cool, man. I didn't even get last year's Jeter one, man.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get it, right?
Damn, yo, I'm ashamed, yo. I could probably buy it now. It's probably like $20 now.
Yeah, right? You could.
Yeah, I gotta get one, man. It's so.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that the Yankees got a left-handed reliever.
I forgot who.
Matt Gage, they signed him to a minor league contract, I think. He was with the Astros the last two seasons.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I
Yeah,
remember.
yeah.
Yeah.
He has a 183 ERA in parts of two big league seasons.
Yeah.
Seems like, to be honest, seems like a good pickup, underrated pickup. Who knows? Like, he could probably be a big part of, what's it called? You know how just Lucas Lickey, we just picked him up out of nowhere from a minor league deal. He ended up being a big part of, what we did, remember?
True.
Oh,
True.
yeah. Underrated move, even though people are criticizing Cashman, saying another dumpster move, but I don't know. I feel like when we, like, pick up these relievers out of nowhere, they just become, like, big part of the team.
True, man. I mean, it works out.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I mean, it's just, I mean, sometimes players do really well and some players do really bad. And then they all of a sudden become player of the month and all that, like your boy Clay Holmes.
Oh, yeah, right?
Terrible. He did terrible, and then all of a sudden he's the number one reliever. Like, how the hell is that possible?
That's definitely
Like,
funny.
I wouldn't even put him in any game.
Yeah,
I
right.
mean, they put him in five games with Gerrit Cole winning, and he blew five games with Gerrit Cole winning.
Yeah, right.
Five starts of Gerrit Cole, he blew. And you know
Yeah.
what? I think there was four in a row. Four starts in a row, I think he did too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's disappointing.
And then he did his last one in September.
That's definitely disappointing. I remember how annoyed I was.
So yeah, man, waiting for them tickets to come out, man. I know they're gonna come out in April somewhere, the beginning of April.
Yeah.
And probably gonna go to every game this year, man.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal.
You know, we're gonna get every. We're gonna try to do. We're gonna go. We are gonna go to every game.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna. I wanna try to get a goal. Maybe try to get something game used this year.
Yeah, man.
You know, try to get something game used. I don't know, like a pair of gloves or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even a foul ball. That'll be a good one too. Have never caught a foul ball yet.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. Everything's possible this year. Maybe we're talking this now. Maybe we're sitting in like at the end of October, we're at a game in a World Series.
Word. And you know what too, man? Another main goal is we gotta find a way to get into the legends, man.
Yeah, man,
I've never
definitely.
been in the legends ever. Like, I don't even know how to get there.
The thing is, well, obviously, to be honest, it's not really that much, I don't think, no.
Yeah, I don't know,
Like,
maybe.
if you save up for it now, like, you obviously we could do it.
Yeah, that's true, but still, man, $300 for one night is crazy, right?
I
Or is it
mean,
$500?
hey
Something like
man, it's
that.
all about the experience, man.
Yeah, that's what they true. That's what the service that's what the ticket agent is gonna tell me. It's all
Yeah.
about the experience.
It's kind of true. I agree with it.
Yeah, man, but
Hold on, let me see something. Hold on.
it's gonna be a good year. Can start wrapping this up soon.
Hold on, let me see something. All right, so let me see. Let me just see something for an example. I mean, I'm seeing legends right here. Let me see, is this legends? Hold on.
I don't even know how to get to the legend seats.
I mean, hold on, give me a second. Hold on, give me a second. Let me see. Right here, let's see. I see something for $466, and it's like, wait, is this the Legends though? Hold on, let me see something.
With the all you can eat food and all that.
Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let me double check. Hold on, let me see where the hell is this. But hey, man, like, I don't know, man. I feel like for one night, man, to experience that, you know what I mean?
All I'm saying, I'm gonna eat a lot though.
Hey, man, take food to get home. Take food,
I'm
man. Take it
putting
out to get home.
hot dogs in my pocket, burgers in my pockets.
Hey,
French
man, you
fries.
bet. That's a whole meal for a whole week, bro.
Yo, it's gonna be popcorn everywhere. It's crazy, yo. The only thing I can't take is the ice cream, right? 'Cause the ice cream will melt.
Oh yeah, that shit's gonna melt.
Yeah, right? I'm gonna have to eat that on the way home. As I get
Yeah,
as
you.
to
Hold on,
to
let me see. Hold on, let me. Man, this thing keeps freezing on me. Let me see for an example. Wait, like just a cheap game. It's you know what I mean? Because obviously, exp hold on. Hold on, let me see. Is this Legends right here? Yeah, I don't know. It's glitched out on me. But
I think the more closer you get to home plate is more expensive.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. But I don't know if the wristbands work for all you can eat, you know, down in the thing. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on.
I wonder if it's part of the ticket anyway, just for sitting there. You know what I mean? That's how I thought it was. I thought it was just by sitting there, you get to eat all the different foods.
Oh, yeah, right? That's, hold on, let me see.
So if a ticket is over $400, you can easily eat your money back.
True.
You know, because a hot dog is like $10. The pretzels are like almost 10, right? $6, $7. The popcorn is like something dollars. And all whatever else they got. The hamburger is like $20 over there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you eat three hamburgers, that's $60 right there.
Yeah, right?
$60 back. But anyway, man, I'm gonna get out of here, and we'll be back Friday with some more news, whatever is happening on the rumors, and I'm gonna say so long, like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one. See ya.
Peace. Word.